since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
Good morning to Jason Kanzi's in the neighborhood this morning. Hello, friend.
Good morning. Glad to hear your voice on a Monday morning.
It's weird because I've seen you, I'm used to like seeing you physically in church, and now I've seen you on Zoom in a collective setting of about 8 or 9 households the last couple of weeks. So.
Yeah, it's different, but it's good to be able to still see one another.
Yeah, that's why even the World Health Organization said last week, they said, yeah, we don't really like the term social distancing. It's physical distancing. Socially, obviously, technology, I mean, Zoom is the biggest thing I've seen people jumping in and taking advantage of and doing whatever way you can to stay socially connected, right? So.
Right on. I think that's an important thing, just to kind of not get lost in our own heads along the way. So.
Well, you had something posted on Facebook within the last couple of days, and I guess you artistically tried to apply this, and it's your own work, and you are Dr. Jason Kanz. It's a prescription for wholeness. So tell us about this before you share.
Yeah, so a few months ago, I was just kind of playing, I do my morning journaling and just decided to write down what I call the prescription for wholeness. So as you know, one of the things I really value is the whole notion of wholeness, what makes us whole, what makes us complete. And so I started thinking about some simple things that I think help us individually, I think, but also help us societally. And I just started writing it, and it ended up turning out into several different things that I put together into just kind of a brief paragraph of things that I think promote wholeness.
Let's hear what it sounds like.
Okay, so it says, a prescription for wholeness. Spread kindness like wildfire. Ask questions. Cross bridges. Pick up a piece of trash. Say hello. Say thank you to God and to others. Go for a walk. Make eye contact. Consider the lilies. Mend fences. Plant wildflowers. Pick some, too. Pay for someone's coffee. Sit in the grass and watch a bumblebee. It will teach you that there is no need to rush. Bake 2 loaves of bread and give 1 away. Pray for those who belittle you. Be kind to yourself. Shed tears when you are sad. Savor an orange. Sing show tunes, preferably with someone else. Draw a tree. Even a stick tree will do. Plant a tree. Make a paper airplane. When you're angry, breathe deeply and exhale mercy. Visit somewhere new. Light a candle. In fact, light 3 or 100. Play with a toddler. Drink a cup of tea and speak with an accent. Sing loudly in your car. Read poetry by Mary Oliver or perhaps Rumi. Hold someone's hand. Write a letter with real paper and ink and send it through the mail. Look for goodness. Celebrate beauty. It's everywhere. Pet a dog. Listen with curiosity. Bike to work. Buy original art. Always stop at a lemonade stand and always overpay. Breathe. Do it again. Do you realize what a miracle it is that you are alive?
That's good stuff. Yeah, prescription for wholeness. Jason Kanz, you can find that on his Facebook page. Probably at jasonkanz.com, too.
Yep, it's there as well. And I'll actually update it today just kind of so people can see it again.
And you've put this,
good thoughts on that.
You put it in a larger 18 by 24 canvas, too.
Yeah, I had been wanting to put it out on a canvas, and of course I've had some extra time at home. And so I did that. Actually, on a couple of different canvases I've put it on now, and I think I'll probably hang one in my office at work.
Very good. Hey, thank you, Jason. Good stuff. As always, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Very good. Sounds good.
All right, WWIB. And, last June, I had a chance to go to North Carolina, and I was with about a little over 30 people. It was a school of spiritual direction. Larry Crabb had done more than 70 of these, and it's about a week-long spiritual formation deal, and it was impactful. It was good. It was worth it. And one of the guys I've kept in touch with on the air with you, we call it our Monday Morning Drew, is a comedian and counselor, Drew Fralick. He had lived outside of Detroit. He is now more recently, at like the worst possible time, moved more into the heart of Detroit. And he's with us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
You know, making it and appreciating every laugh, I guess, just to try to go through this crazy time on the planet. And things are changing so fluidly and rapidly that I think even as recently Friday after a family dinner, I messaged you with some thoughts about what we might talk about. But then as increasingly I heard Detroit being one of those next areas that people are concerned about this really rising in, I thought, Drew, you've moved into Detroit with your wife and your four-year-old son. So give us a perspective from the front lines.
Yeah, I mean, we've been here for 8 weeks. So we're just still learning, and I'm by no means an authority on all of Detroit. I did see an interesting article yesterday in the paper. It said that 2,000 people in Detroit had no running water last month, and that was sort of, you know, people can't wash their hands, so that causes the virus to spread a lot more quickly. And what they did is this month they turned the water back on for over 2,000 people. It's quite shocking. You know, it's interesting because we look at that and we tend to see like that as an us versus them problem. From a counseling perspective, you know, if you have a family that has a high level of conflict, there tends to be cutoff. So you cut off your uncle, you cut off your brother, you don't talk to them, and you see them as somehow separate. And I think that what coronavirus is showing us is that, in fact, we are all connected. You know, I mean, what people do in Wuhan, China, what people do in Detroit, Michigan, it affects us all. And so it's just the way that we look at this problem is very much us versus them. So we look at, you know, those 2,000 people did not have their water, and we ask questions like, you know, why didn't they have a job? Why didn't they take responsibility? Why weren't they paying their bills? And we see it very much as them. And but problems that affect us, right? So all of a sudden this problem was these people don't have water. That affects us, and so we kind of rush in to fix it. And, you know, problems that affect us, we tend to see them as outside of ourselves, whereas problems that affect them, we tend to see them as within themselves.
Yeah, sure. And so it moves away from the us-them, which is really not helpful, to a we, and, and yes, connecting. And again, talk about connecting. You actually spent time when you were in China for a number of years, what, 8 years, something like that?
Yes,
we
lived in Wuhan for 3 years.
And again, not recently, just so people don't all of a sudden freak out about that. But
don't
anyhow.
Freak out. You can't get coronavirus over the radio waves, so you're fine.
No, they've got a guy from Michigan and from China. Henry, throw the radio away. Yeah, right, exactly.
So to go from that, and now we're like kind of back in the epicenter of this new, you know, kind of blooming crisis in Detroit here. It's very surreal, you know.
And so how do you live in Detroit? I mean, you're a comedian and a counselor.
I mean, right now we're pretty much at home. One thing we have been doing is we've just been walking the streets of our neighborhood. There's not a lot of people out, but we've just been walking and praying. Anybody we kind of encounter, you know, we stand 10 feet apart and ask them, is there anything we can pray for you about? And in some ways, you know, COVID it's opened a lot of doors, I think, for people to receive the gospel, to receive prayer. People are more open to connecting with God and their families. And it's a challenging time, but there's also just a ton of opportunities to kind of further the kingdom, you know? And we need to kind of, as Christians, stay focused on that rather than how do we just get through this and go back to normal?
I love what you said about we're all connected. There's actually James Wooten was a reporter for ABC, and there was a little boy in Africa who had contracted AIDS, and he really stole James Wooten's heart. And Wooten ultimately wrote a book about him and that whole experience called We Are All the Same, and that's worth checking out. But, I mean, it's just that connection. And yes. And I really like the way that you put that into perspective. Now, in terms of the hand washing, hopefully this will encourage people.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. COVID-19 is really something. You need to wash your hands.
There's the message. Share it in Detroit, and we'll share it here.
What a wonderful jingle.
Thanks, Drew.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. I'll talk to you soon.
Stay well. We wish wellness blessings to you and everybody there. Well, it's a Olsen's Ice Cream March Mayhem Hope and Hoop. Second to last day today and tomorrow. That's it for March. And so I brought Michael and Elena in. They were in yesterday hooping it up. And so we recorded Michael, and it was a little slow getting up on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page. But here's what the actual play-by-play of his shooting sounded like.
Well, Michael Halverson, you're our shooter today.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what you got.
Okay.
All right, we're watching. Here we go, first one. There it is, one for one. Way to go. All right, keep it going. The next one. Oh, just off a little bit. Mm-hmm. Oh, three, two out of three. Way to go. Woo, three out of four. You're a sharpshooter. Wow, four out of five. What do you say? Great job.
Yep.
Thank you.
He's just like, no big
funny
deal.
Because to meet him, he's so exuberant and joyful, and like he was like quiet there.
Yeah, yeah, right.
He's
right.
A great kid, Halvo.
No, it adds a lot of fun to the home. And so you were talking about what's going on in the weekend, and one of the things that comes to mind is cooking, people mm-hmm. spending time in the kitchen. I made a couple of meals, stuffed green peppers on Saturday.
Ooh, ooh, delicious. Yum.
Hey, yeah. So love add that peppers to the repertoire.
Yum.
And then trying to think, yesterday, another dish made, spaghetti. That's just basic. But then Michael made chocolate chip cookies Saturday night.
Delicious.
He and Elena made a cake yesterday. People, we need to watch it here because there's going to be so much eating.
Yes.
You need to get out, get some walks, get some exercise.
Chirothin will help you. I'm just
there
saying.
You go.
Good. I did take a couple walks yesterday and one on Saturday, but that's important.
Very fun.
We're going to get overweight from this.
We are. We had a great weekend. So Saturday, it was kind of a colder, dreary day, but we boiled our sap. We made our maple syrup. We have this one huge tree in our yard that we tap, and we started with about 12 gallons of sap. Now, if you know maple syrup, you know it takes 40 gallons to get a gallon of syrup.
Mm. So it's a lot.
So we had about 12 gallons. We ended up with three and a half pints of syrup, and it was delicious and fun. It was just a fun day to just... We were in a covered area, so even though it was cold and windy and drizzly, we just sat out there and boiled our sap. We did some yard work, and I tell you, a lot of people are going to have the best looking yards they've ever had because so many people are starting yard work. Because what else do you do? Us included. So, played a little game this weekend called Catan.
How did that go? Did you figure it out? Because it takes a little bit to kind of.
Okay, I have to be honest with you. We downloaded the app to teach us.
Sure.
Basically, the app is How to Learn Catan in 94 Easy Steps. I'm not kidding.
94, wow.
The tutorial was 94 steps.
Good thing you're a gifted and talented family.
Yeah, it was fun though. And I think that, you know, like the first couple of times is the learning curve.
Yeah, it
so
is.
It was fun and it'll be more fun.
Be patient with it.
It's
you'll
super
get there.
Cool.
You'll
it's super there. Cool. It was like our mission for the weekend. We must learn to play Catan. So it was super cool.
There you go. Well, I enjoyed some time with my children, watched maybe one and a half old Packer games from 9 years ago, just because a little bit of withdrawal there. Plus, our offense was really good. It was a good weekend.
Some people stress by toilet paper. Some people stress by soup. Some people stress by chickens. And
poultry.
By chickens, I don't mean the frozen kind you eat, but baby chickens. Apparently, this is a kid. This is a thing. For the next few weeks, baby chickens are next to impossible to find. When times are tough, people want chickens, and the chick sales start right now. The chick sales go up during market downturns and, oddly enough, presidential election years.
So you know it's going to be a heyday for chicken buying.
I don't understand why the presidential election has so much to do with, like, let's buy baby chicks this year.
Wasn't it's, a chicken in every pot a campaign
that was a
slogan?
World War II, yes. Yeah, so apparently the Murray McMurray Hatchery of Webster City, Iowa ships day-old poultry through the Postal Service. Which, again, is funny. And I've heard postal workers say they kind of love this time of year because you walk back into the sorting areas and you hear the beep, 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 but anyways, they say they're almost completely sold out of chicks for the next 4 weeks. People are panic buying chickens like they did toilet paper. Some buyers are simply replenishing their stocks, having put in their orders weeks or months ago. But many people have bought chicks in the last week, last couple weeks, are first timers. I don't know. I don't think I'm allowed to have chickens in Altoona, but
you can
in Eau Claire. Yeah. Have you considered buying chickens?
Absolutely. The really? Conversation is trying to figure out where they would go exactly. But yeah, that conversation is being had behind the scenes.
Funny. I had no idea. How about you, Caleb? Would you?
My wife is in favor. I am not. So that's sort of, we're at an impasse.
Yeah.
We had them in Liberia. So at least in that sense, we had the idea. That's as close as we came to living on the farm, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I'm appreciating during these dark and difficult times is humor.
Absolutely.
And jokes that even relate to the situation we find. Caleb had a very creative expression through Frozen 2 that he blessed us with. And I heard it as the promo over the weekend. But how about this one? Just a couple of them for you. Just asked a six-year-old if he understands why there's no school. He said, yes, because they're out of toilet paper.
Yeah, totally.
So that's one perception.
Yes.
Maybe closer to reality.
This was also a good laugh. Day 7 at home and the dog's looking at me like, see, this is why I chew the furniture.
Yes.
And you had a good post, too. I saw it, Caleb, on Facebook about the around the conference table.
Oh, yeah.
The dogs.
Check that out on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page, too.
You know, the toilet paper thing, we got takeout on Friday. That's our new thing. We're getting takeout every Friday from a local establishment. And I walked in to pick up our order, and they had a giant case of toilet paper there with a note on it saying, if you're truly in need, please take one.
Nice.
I was like, I love it. And then they gave me a $10 gift certificate for use when they're reopened. So winning. I did not take the toilet paper. We're fine.
Very cool.
Well, it's an Olson's Ice Cream Monday. Caleb's going to be shooting again. Are you slated for the final 2 days?
I guess so. I was kind of hoping to retire in 5 for 5 glory, but now we'll probably bring back to reality the next 2 days.
Well, anyhow, we appreciate it. I got a lineup lined up for tomorrow, and Michael went earlier 4 to 5. And somebody's going to go away with a $20 gift certificate for Olson's Ice Cream,
yes.
Triple Falls in Eau Claire. And, hey, they're going through tough times just like so many people. But, hey, you're going to want this, and we're going to get out of this. And we're going to get out of this in that prime ice cream eating season. So I'm just curious amongst us here, like, what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Chocolate with peanut butter swirl. And the real, like, the big swirls of peanut butter where you get just, like, a big gob of
that's what's
frozen
so good about
peanut
the way
butter
Olson's
goodness.
Like,
yes.
Yeah, mixes it. If you've ever seen the videos of how they make it, it's so cool.
I love their, like, what is it? They have, like, a mocha almond fudge thing that's really good, too. Their mocha flavors
at our
good.
Hope at the River event last year, I had some Mackinac Island fudge that was just incredible. I would say favorite ice cream flavor. So as a kid, I was super big at my grandpa Byers got it for us all the time. It was chocolate ice cream with marshmallow, ribbons of marshmallow swirled into that. So that was my favorite as a kid. Now I would have to say I'm firmly in the cookie dough camp. I love big chunks of cookie dough and lots of them, please and thank you. Love cookie dough. And also, if I'm going to make it myself, then I'll probably melt peanut butter and things like that on top of it. So.
I like the chocolate marshmallow. There's something about that that
like
is
a
just
a rocky road kind of.
Well, not necessarily rocky,
no,
but just chocolate marshmallow straight up. I don't necessarily need the nuts. I'll enjoy nuts in their time and in their place. But having said that, I mean, rocky road would be beneath that. Also, though, I mean, I really like chocolate mint.
Oh,
the chocolate mint is
very
delicious.
Good, yes.
Standard.
Solid.
So.
There's too many. Oh, you know what? There was one around Christmas. It was a Christmas special flavor that had like snickerdoodle, cinnamon with snickerdoodles in it.
Wow.
I found that at Woodman's. That was amazing. That was a favorite from all of us.
Hey, this is Caleb from the Wib Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.